Welcome in to the New Orleans Saints podcast. You'll hear from players, coaches, broadcasters, and writers that cover the NFL on a daily basis. The New Orleans Saints podcast starts right now. Here's your host, Aaron Summers.
Welcome into the New Orleans Saints podcast. I'm Aaron Summers. This week, we were able to catch up with two recently signed players, the Saints signing Kellen Mond, who played at Texas A&M. He was a four-year starter. As a quarterback, he had over 9,000 career passing yards and 1,500 rushing yards. It's kind of cool because when he was there at Texas A&M, Saints current center Eric McCoy was his center during his freshman and sophomore years. He was drafted by the Vikings in 2021, which means he has a lot of familiarity with Clint Kubiak and Andrew Janoco. Wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown played at Notre Dame under Brian Kelly, so he has ties to the Louisiana area. He was there from 2015 to 2017 and then was drafted in 2018 by the Packers. He was most recently with the Bears from 2022 to 2023. Equanimeous has two brothers that actually also play football in Amon-Ra St. Brown and Osiris St. Brown. Equanimeous is the oldest, and he comes from a really cool family. We had a lot of fun talking to both of these players. They joined John DeShazer and myself in this podcast. We're going to start off with Equanimeous and then go into our conversation with Kellen. Equanimeous, thank you so much for joining us on the New Orleans Saints podcast. It's great to have you guys back in the building. I know, obviously, your first time here, but how are things going so far?
Things are going well. You know, everyone's really welcoming. Great coaching staff, great teammates. So it's only day three, but I feel like, you know, really comfortable here with the team.
Had a little bit different of a journey once you got into the NFL. You know, after your first year, you dealt with some injuries. How are you doing now? How excited are you for just a new opportunity?
Oh, I'm doing well, and I'm really excited to be here. I feel like this is a great opportunity for me, especially where I'm at in my career. And then also, you know, I feel like we can win some games here.
Yeah.
This seems like an ideal fit, a team that needs receivers, a receiver. What's your take on that? I mean, what drew you to New Orleans?
I mean, at first, Coach Janoco reached out and told people that I'd be a good fit here. And then, of course, me and my agent were looking at teams after the first wave of free agency. And, New Orleans seemed like a good fit for me. As you said, they need receivers, and I'm a receiver. So, and plus the fact that, you know, people said they wanted me here, it felt like the right fit for me.
You feel like this is the opportunity for you to, you know, because everything is about fit and opportunity when it comes to production. Do you feel like this is a good fit and opportunity for you in New Orleans?
I do. But still, at the end of the day, you got to go out there and perform and put the work in. So it doesn't matter where you're at, but I do feel like this is a good fit for me.
Is that why you wanted to make sure you're here from day one, off-season workouts, being able to just get in the building and be around people?
I mean, yeah, that too. And then obviously it's a new team, a new quarterback, so I know we'll be throwing at some point. And it's good to get chemistry going early on, you know.
What are your off-season plans, sir?
Well, to be here, and then after OTAs ends, I'm going to go to Germany for like 5 days to do a camp with my brother out there, and then that's about it, and then just train in L.A.
Yeah. How cool is it growing up with brothers that also played, and obviously your father, who's very into athletics?
Yeah. So growing up, it was cool because we all trained together, you know, as a family. So that creates a bond, strong bond between me and my brothers, also my father. But now that my younger brother's also in the league, that when we live right by each other, we could train together. So it's good to have, and we're the same position. So it's good to have a training partner, you know, to just keep you motivated, keep you disciplined, and just, you know, make each other better.
You know, you mentioned the camp in Germany. How important is that for you? Because obviously that's part of your background with your mom being German. How important is that for you to continue to get back that way?
Oh, it's really important because we used to go every summer growing up. And then once I hit high school, we had summer ball. So I stopped going like for a long time until I got to the NFL. So for high school, college, I didn't go back to Germany. And then now that me and my brother are in the NFL and football is growing in Germany as well, I feel like it's a good idea to go out there and spread awareness on football. And also, you know, football is growing internationally everywhere. So I feel like it's a good opportunity for a lot of kids.
I know you've been asked this a billion times, but what is it like to have a dad who was a three-time Mr. World?
He's a great dad. He's a great father, you know, not just with athletics, just in everything in life. He always taught us life lessons. And he's always taught us, you know, to be disciplined, to go hard. And, you know, he's been on our asses since a young age. So I'm really appreciated for that. He's definitely a big part of why me and my brother made this far. And I hope to be, you know, half the dad he was.
You know, how much celebrity did he get from Hard Knocks? Because he was kind of not prominent in Hard Knocks, but he was memorable in Hard Knocks when your brother was in there with the Lions.
I'm not sure. During season, I'm not really with him, and I see him a little bit during the off season, but I'm not sure how much, you know, fame he got off that. Yeah.
Was it always going to be wide receiver for you and for your brothers?
No. We all started off playing running back.
Okay.
Because in Pop Warner, when you're a young kid, normally throws the ball like that. You know, yeah. It's just the best player on the team plays running back usually. And then as I got taller, I grew taller than my younger brothers. I moved to quarterback. And then as I got to eighth grade, I told my dad I want to play receiver because I was looking at my build, and I was like, I feel like receiver is a fit for me in the NFL. So I moved receiver in eighth grade. My younger brothers, they played running back up until, I want to say, sophomore year or freshman year of high school. And then they decided to switch to receiver too.
That is extremely perceptive. So you knew in eighth grade that you were going to, that if you wanted to go to the NFL, it was going to have to be at receiver because of your build?
Yeah, because I didn't really want to play quarterback, so it was running back or receiver. And I was looking at all the running backs. None of them were like, I was pretty tall. I always grew up pretty tall, so I knew I was going to be about this height. So I was like, there's not many 6'5 running backs in the NFL. So I was like, receivers is a better career path for me.
Yeah, usually guys have growth spurts later than that, though.
Yeah. No, I was consistently growing since I was young.
Yeah. So when you got into the league, obviously getting drafted by the Packers, you remember your first touchdown, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How cool is it to catch your first touchdown from Aaron Rodgers?
It was cool. So I didn't get one my rookie year. And then my second year, I was an IR the whole year. So mm-hmm. my third year, I got my first touchdown. And even though there was no fans, it was COVID year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a good experience, you know. It was a Sunday night, I think. And, it was a great feeling.
Yeah. Well, now you got to come here and play in the Superdome. You have an experience here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been?
I have not. We played here twice. Every time I've been hurt. So,
okay. Yeah,
my second year we played here. And then last year we played here, and I was an IR for 4 weeks when we played here.
Yeah. A couple iconic stadiums for you to play in, to call your home, you know, Field, Lambeau, and then here. This is very different from Lambeau, obviously.
Yeah.
But it should be a lot of fun. And I know the fans, you're going to get a good taste of the Saints fans down here.
Yeah, played in Chicago, too. What was that experience like? Because that another iconic, historic franchise.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, I want to say, since college, I've been in cold weather. So finally, I'm happy to be in some warm weather.
I mean, you went to the extreme.
Yeah. So I went from Notre Dame to Green Bay to Chicago. So I've been in cold weather since I left high school. So, and they're all outdoor stadiums. So I'm just happy to be in some warm weather finally. You know, don't have to look at the schedule every year to see what cold games I'm going to play in. Just going to, you know, enjoy some warm weather for once. So I'm really excited about that.
Not NFL related, but obviously football related. Play for Coach Kelly at Notre Dame. Uh-huh. Tell us something about Brian Kelly, because you know, he's quite the guy up in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, no, he's a great coach. I loved him from the start. He wanted me out of high school. He's one of the main reasons why I went to Notre Dame, coming from California. You know, he recruited me much harder than USC, Stanford did. So he also offered my brothers scholarships when they were still in freshman, eighth grade. So he really wanted me to go there, and it was a family ordeal. Even though my brothers didn't go there, you know, he loved my family. I loved him, and I wish him the best here at LSU.
Okay, you speak three languages, which, you know, I barely speak one. So give us something in French.
I would say that French, I don't claim that anymore because I still understand it and I speak a little bit, but I haven't spoken it since eighth grade, really. But German, I speak every day with my mother.
Okay. So your mom speaks strictly German to you?
Yeah, only German to me and my brothers, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And how's that?
It's normal. I mean, it's my first language. It's been like that since I was a baby, so.
This may be a really weird question, but when you think, like, to yourself in your head, what language is it in?
English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though German was your first?
Yeah, even though German was my first language, I grew up in the United States. So I feel like over time, English is just my main language now. But yeah, for a long time, my dad had to translate what people were telling me to when I was playing flag football because I didn't really understand all the English.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. If you want to like say something spicy to an official, do you do it in German so he won't understand what you're saying?
No, I don't say anything. I don't say anything to officials. I don't get fined. I don't get flagged. I just, I let the coaches do that.
With Brian Kelly being just down the road, have you talked to him about, you know, this area at all?
I have not. No, I have not reached out to him. Jake Flint, one of the strength coaches there, had reached out to me yesterday, actually. So I looked at the maps. It's not right around the corner. So
yeah.
I got to see if I have a reason to go up there.
Yeah, it's a pretty straight shot, though. You know, straight up I-10.
Mm-hmm.
Get there in 75 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with anybody from Notre Dame since he's not there anymore?
No, I'm like 7 years removed, so I don't know any of the players. Coach staff is pretty much all new. But me and the players that were on my team while I was there, we're still in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anybody here that you're looking forward to playing with?
Obviously, Derek Carr, quarterback. I watched Tyrann Mathieu growing up in college, so it's cool to see him. And I like to see my old teammate, Jamal Williams. I played with him in Green Bay, so it's good to see him. And I just feel like we have a good team and a good chance to, you know, make the Super Bowl and win it.
You know, another question you've probably been asked a billion and two times. Mm-hmm. What's the origin of the name?
You say your full, middle names, everything together?
Yeah, Equanimeous Tristan Imhotep J. St. Brown. So my dad's name is John. He wasn't really a big fan of that name, but obviously it's not his choice. So he wanted his sons to have unique names. And my name comes from the word equanimity, which means calm, level-headed, good under pressure.
Is that how you are?
Yeah, I'd say so. And that has a lot to do with me being an older brother as well. You know, I have to have more composure dealing with two younger brothers because, you know, they could lash out, but I couldn't at a young age because I was bigger and stronger. But I would say, I feel like it represents me pretty well.
So the brothers can be knuckleheads, but you could.
Yeah, because they can swing. It won't really hurt me, but, you know, at a young age, the difference of physical strength is pretty severe.
Yeah. So when did you guys acquire the Saint part of the Saint Brown?
So my dad, when I was born, Brown is a slave name, you know, so he didn't want us to have anything to do with that. So he just decided either between Von Brown and St. Brown. And when we were born, he just put St. Brown on our birth certificate.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I think it sounds better.
I think it's a really cool name. I like unique names as well.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of football, what do you like to do?
I like to golf. And I recently started getting into paintball as well. So I just bought all my guns. So can't wait to get into that. There's some more in some free time. Yeah.
So you got to get a bunch of people together to play that. You can't just go out there and play by yourself.
No, you can play with random people too. You just show up and there's random people that show up. But usually, my brothers will go, my friends will go. My girlfriend does too a little bit, so yeah.
Yeah.
That, how much does the athleticism show up in that?
a little bit, but not much. It's more...
what kind of hide and seek?
Yeah, no, it's more mental, but the physical aspect is more like it gets draining a little bit. It gets hot out there, and the breathing, the mask and stuff like that, yeah.
I mean, getting hit by a paintball is not fun.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It's all right. It's not that bad.
I don't know. I guess you are tougher than I am, which makes sense. When you think back just on the draft and your time getting drafted and that whole process, it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you remember the most about it?
It was terrible. waiting till the sixth round, watching some kids get drafted before me that, you know, I thought weren't better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And just waiting with your whole family. It was the longest 3 days of my life, honestly. So I'm glad that's over. Don't want to experience that ever again. Yeah.
And did that fuel you once you got into the league?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And still definitely feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, no, I just don't think about it ever. Yeah, that's gone, yeah.
So what do you know about this roster composition? I mean, obviously, I would imagine you studied the team to a degree before you signed with the team.
I mean, I just looked at, before I signed, I looked at the receivers. Obviously, I knew Derek Carr was here. And I knew the staff. I looked at the staff and then just the receivers, really. I didn't really look at much of the defense. And I kind of know the team a little bit from playing them or playing against them over the years. So I didn't have to do too much research.
Well, you'll be catching passes soon, and we'll be out there watching you.
Yeah, so thank you. Appreciate it.
We're looking forward to it.
Me too.
Yeah, thank you so much for spending some time talking to us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Kellen, thank you for joining us on the New Orleans Saints podcast. Is it nice to hear that? New Orleans Saints, because that's your team now.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, and came in for physicals, and, you know, we're already jumping into workouts and meetings, so glad to be here. Got a really good quarterback room, so glad to get back to work.
What was the process like signing here with the Saints?
It started with a workout, and it was extremely last minute. And found out about like 7 o'clock one night, and they were trying to get me to come work out. And so basically I had to find a babysitter for my son and everything. And I actually woke up at 2 a.m., left for the airport. I had to drive to the farthest airport from my house in Houston. And so I 5:30 flight, landed here at 6:30, and I was throwing by 7:30. So, yeah, I was like, I've been waiting for this workout.
Dang.
Kellen, this journey for fit and opportunity, how does it lead to New Orleans? I mean, what makes New Orleans the place for you right now?
I think definitely with Clint Kubiak and Janoco being here, you know, having familiar, you know, personnel and stuff like that within the offense is something I've been comfortable with. And even going through meetings now, there are new things with, you know, Clint's evolution and different offensive coordinators he's been with and different roles that he's had. But definitely that. And then just, you know, you kind of hear about the culture here, you know, a lot of great stability within the front staff and stuff like that. And just, again, to have an opportunity to be able to compete for a backup job where, you know, a lot of places in the league, you know, they want their, you know, stamped veteran guy who's, you know, played in, you know, big time games or at least came in and played. So one of the few spots that is, you know, given the opportunity for guys to come in and compete.
You know, how much does it help, I guess, to come in and have that familiarity? Because you might, I don't necessarily want to say hit the ground running, but you might be a little bit more advanced in the concepts than most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely helps out. And, you know, there's pros and cons to being in a bunch of systems. And, you know, I've been with Kevin Stefanski, who was, you know, fairly similar, and he kind of runs his own type of system. And, you know, Shane Steichen runs his own style along with Kevin O'Connell. So it definitely does help when you've been in multiple different systems. You know, you have a familiar way of understanding how to read these different concepts, and there's slight tweaks. But then the difficult part is you've learned so many systems, and some systems have carryover and some systems have the same words that have a different meaning. So just being able to get in here and be able to talk with the quarterbacks, talk with Janoco, and be able to just kind of hash down on, you know, what the system is, you know, what's the language of the system.
Okay, can we talk about familiarity with the center?
Oh, yeah.
Eric McCoy was your center when you were a freshman and sophomore in college.
Yeah. Eric was my center, and actually Caesar was my center in high school.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, so Caesar was my center at IMG Academy, and I was with Eric my freshman and sophomore year at Texas A&M. So both of them are real good friends of mine.
You know, Caesar's still a closet center. I mean, that, you know.
Yeah. He was just downstairs talking about his swag as a center and a guard. Yeah. You know, he took pride in it as, you know, we're 16 years old and still takes pride in it to this day.
You know, well, I got to stay on Caesar for a second because his college coach said he was a pretty boy. Even though he's a big dude, he's a pretty boy.
No, that runs in his blood. That runs in Caesar's blood.
He's always worried about how he looks and his game day fits.
You know, how is this, I guess, is this an exciting process? I mean, is it kind of like a recruiting process for you when you go into, you know, go into a different situation and the team's got to say, hey, will you come and look at us? Will you come and give us a chance? I mean, is it kind of like that? Is it similar to college?
You know, I think maybe whenever you first come in, but I think, you know, once you get years stamped on and you realize it is a business, and nothing is ever promised in this league. And it's truly, you got to come in every single day. You got to work, and you just got to kill every single day. That's kind of the mindset. So that's everything, you know, learning in meetings, you know, even communicating with guys, building relationships around the building, and just really being ready for when your time comes, you know, OTAs and then training camp and into the season.
You know, I know obviously you don't wish for anybody to get injured or anything like that, but how, I guess, chomping at the bit are you to have that opportunity to showcase those skills? Because, I mean, you put up some phenomenal numbers at Texas A&M.
Yeah, I mean, you never wish any, you know, hurt on any type of quarterback or really any player. But you do understand that this league, guys get hurt. You know, it's a long season, you know, starting with training camp, and then, you know, even if your team makes it to the into the playoffs. So, and then we saw with a lot of quarterbacks went down last year. So, you know, it's always about being ready when your name is called, and it doesn't matter if you got to go on for one play, two plays, or, you know, finish off a season. And really the goal is, you know, if you go in, there's no drop off. So every single time you step in the game as a backup, you must prepare like a starter, and your goal is to play like a starter.
Now, what did you hear about the culture here? Because you're stepping into a room that's going to be some competition there. You got four quarterbacks in that room, and you know. But what did you hear about the culture here that made it's such a draw?
It's actually something I heard about when I was in college, and my agent represents Alvin. So we've always heard about it, and kind of even going back to Sean Payton and when Drew was here. And you know, it's always great when you're able to have, you know, a stable head coach and a stable quarterback, and then be able to fill in pieces around. So that was kind of my first introduction. And then, you know, just, I don't know, I think constantly watching Drew Brees tape. And sometimes when you're able to kind of keep stability, usually you can make assumptions that the culture is always really good. So, and then just getting here, you know, being able to talk to Kai and, you know, Mike Parenter and those people, you definitely see it's a really good culture here, and you know, it's definitely time to win.
So you said that you played obviously with some of the coaches that are here now, but what does it say about you that they wanted you back? Like that your work ethic, the way that you approach the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really big. And you know, usually, you know, it's, you know, I'm thankful to be able to, you know, get different opportunities, but definitely trying to find some sort of stability and really just show my worth. And so it's one of those things where I haven't got the opportunity to play, but, you know, I feel like I've gotten extremely better, you know, from the time I was with Clint and, you know, with Andrew back in 2021. And, you know, it's definitely night and day of, my passing, my operation, you know, just full on command of an offense. And so I'm looking to be able to showcase that.
Sure. Outside of football, what do you like to do?
About 2 years ago, I picked up photography. So
I was going to say, because you shot the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, I did. So, yeah, that was kind of another last minute deal that my agent was able to get. And so while I was in Indy last year, they are like, do you want to shoot the game? And so we did some stuff, or I did some stuff with NCAA and the Big Ten championship game. And so, yeah, that was an awesome experience. It's definitely weird coming from a player's perspective, where you're kind of battling out with cameraman on who can get in the front, where I'm on the other side. Someone's taking a picture of me. So I'm like, I'm not going to fight with y'all cameraman. I'll get another shot.
Yeah, it is all about positioning and stuff like that. When people, they get territorial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I wasn't that way. So I'm like, I'm not going to fight with y'all. And I think for me, you know, it's not something that I guess it's not a part of my job.
Yeah.
More leisure. So it's definitely a lot more comfortable and, you know, a lot more fun, I guess you could say.
Yeah. What do you like to photograph?
It started off with like street photography, graffiti and stuff like that. And then it kind of moved into like architecture. So I took a trip to Senegal, West Africa, and I did some stuff out there. And then I may be trying to plan a trip to Spain during this summer break to see if I can do some nice photography out there.
Are you printing your own pictures and stuff like that?
Not yet. I've been trying to figure out what's the best way for me to come out so people can, you know, buy my work.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
You mentioned a babysitter, so tell me about your family.
Me and my girlfriend, we have a now 15-month-old.
Okay.
So he's on the verge of walking right now. So that's like our next step. He's a extremely fast crawler, and I think he depends on that. And we're trying to like, hey, it's time to start walking. And every parent tells me like, hey, no, you don't want that. Like once he starts walking, it's a whole nother journey.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's been amazing having a son. It's been awesome.
When he's ready, he will.
Yeah.
He's pulling up on stuff.
Oh yeah. He's climbing, going up the stairs, so downstairs.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the moment that he can run out on the field at a game of yours?
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. He can wear a jersey and, you know, obviously he won't know what's going on, but be able to see his dad on the field, that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Do you hope that he plays football?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's in the top 1 percentile. I know it's early, but he's in the top 1 percentile for his height right now. So he's very long, extremely long. And I don't know if he's going to be a basketball player, because once you start pushing the 6'4 to 6'6 range, I mean, I would love for him to be a quarterback, but once you start pushing past 6'6, you may be a hooper.
Yeah. Definitely. I guess you got to be open to whatever happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. What are you looking forward to most about the season getting started?
I think just getting back on the field.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard to replicate in the off season, just getting on the field, throwing routes. But just something about the adrenaline, you know, being able to practice, getting reps, and being able to execute at a high level, I think you can't replicate that in the off season. So, yeah, got a really great QB room, too. And so I've been fortunate enough to be able to be with, you know, Kirk Cousins and Deshaun and Jacoby Brissett. And I was with Gardner last year. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of great QB room. So looking forward to it this year.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. We look forward to seeing you out there soon.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks for listening to the New Orleans Saints podcast. Join us 3 times per week on NewOrleansSaints.com, the Saints mobile app, or you can download the podcast on iTunes. We'll see you next time, right here on the New Orleans Saints podcast.